Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to AGP. This is episode number 11. I'm Robert Kaler. It is June 29th, 2017, coming at you from a very, very humid, but also very, very overcast South Orange Studios here in South Orange, New Jersey. It has been one hell of a miserable week. I have been sick for going on 3 weeks, and it really has shocked me a little bit because I was not expecting the illness to survive that long. I was expecting to get out within a week. I thought I'd be done, and I've just started my new job. I am almost a month in, and if you can believe it, of the 4 weeks that I've been at my new job, I have been sick for three of them. And the first week, I was bad. I was cold, congestion, sinus pressure, runny nose, all of that, all up in the nasal area, just putrid, disgusting. Oh man, I felt so bad. I didn't even introduce myself to anybody because I was just so disgusting. And I thought, if I was working in an office, the last thing I would want is some mucus-laden plague victim walking over trying to introduce themselves to me. So it took me almost an entire week. I didn't even talk to anybody. I just sat in my office and just suffered while there's just mucus, and oh man, it was disgusting. Oh man, the human body. I get why the human body does that. I get that. There's bad shit in you, and the body's like, let's make mucus, and then you spit it out, and that's how we get it out. That's great and everything, but damn, what a disgusting tactic on behalf of the human body. But I'm feeling better. I wanted to get an episode out. It's going to be a little bit of a random episode. It's not as structured as normal, but that's okay. There'll be time for that. It's been an interesting week, and I wanted to get just something out, put something out there, and go from there and just keep the hits coming. Yeah, the hits, as if we're putting out hits on this show. But it hasn't been bad now that I'm almost out the woods. I can breathe finally, and I'm not having headaches. I'm not sleeping all day from fatigue. I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine, and I'm just glad. It's just everything's better. It doesn't matter what you do. You can go to work every day, come home and sit and just stare at a wall until you go to bed. And if you're not sick, it's okay. Not a bad day. You come home, find $700, hit the lottery, discover your soulmate. And if you're fucking coughing and sick, it's like, oh my God, this is miserable. Just put me out of my misery. Anyway, I'm feeling better. A lot of stuff's been going on. I only really have one meme, and to be honest with you, it's the biggest one that's been all over. These goddamn fidget spinners. Jesus Christ almighty. I cannot think of a fad. Well, I mean, there's fads that are happening all over YouTube, up and down. There's the knife. Remember the knife? The 1,000-degree knife, put the knife over the blowtorches, it heats up, and then we just cut things with it. Oh, here's a cutting through a book. Here's a cutting through a human arm. Anyway, the fidget spinners are everywhere. Apparently, this is a child toy that has just taken over. And it's a little bit weird because I encourage everybody to participate by thinking if there was a fad when they were a kid that took over as much as this did, because I get that YouTube is largely for kids anymore, but I mean, everybody has a fidget spinner now, and I have a fidget spinner. Yes, I do, and I'm debating whether or not I should do an episode on fidget spinners. I think I can go somewhere with it. So I don't want to give out too much. I would just encourage anybody to think: was there when we were kids, when you know, the people around my age, in their mid to late 20s. Children's toys when we were younger that took over and were just a phenomenon. Not that I know of. If there was a phenomenon, it really took over just us, but I'd probably go on record saying it didn't take over the rest of the world. These fidget spinners, it's a ball bearing. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to tell it. It's a ball bearing. And that's it. Just locked in place by two sides, and then that's it. It spins. I get it has medical properties. Totally get that. It's for people who have, from what I know, some kind of mental disorder that allows them to not focus enough. So they use it to sort of keep focused or release excess energy. I totally get all that. But god damn. And you know, you and people on YouTube are just turning into just old Bessie the cow, because they are just milking this fidget spinner. I guess the fidget spinner is old Bessie, and Bessie is fertile right now. The fidget spinner is fertile. People who you don't think are going to sell out are selling out making fidget spinner videos. I don't really get it, because if certain toys would do things like, I don't know, like, I guess like G.I. Joe's or Matchbox, you know, you could be creative and go, I'm just saying, if Matchbox, for example, were the big fad, you could do things with them. You could race them. You could do stuff. You just spin that's all you could do is spin it. That's it. How do you make a video out of that? Man, content's dead if that's it. I have yet to watch it, but I've watched one video from a big YouTuber. He's a big vlogger, and he just spins it for like 6 minutes. That's all he does. 7 million views. Man. Well, there's no hope in society anymore. That's where our attention span's gone to. They say kids, we don't have good attention spans anymore. But shit, look at the fidget spinner, a ball bearing. Go show you sometimes that maybe all this cockamamie technology is not as effective as just spinning a goddamn ball bearing around. Man. Do we need iPads anymore when we have fidget spinner? Maybe that's the key. Maybe we should be embracing the fidget spinner as a way to dial back. Because I won't lie, it's at my work now, I have extra time because my job is very bursty, right? Certain times I have next to no time. I'm working, and then I'm waiting because my job is really dependent upon a lot of other people. So a lot of times I'm just waiting, and I get to read the news on like MSM. And god damn, man, like, I can see why people don't read the news anymore, because it's just bad stuff. You read the news, you think, if you read MSN Money, everything is about to die. The stock market's about to crash. No one's going to have any money. One percenters are going to pretty much become New World Order and enslave all of us. Everything bad that could happen is going to happen. And they use the most, I would just say, subliminal or marketing pitches you can. Warning signs that this depression will be worse than the last. Now, that doesn't mean anything, right? Those are warning signs. But it's the idea that, oh my god, it's going to be worse, you know? They get you. And they're getting me. And I can't read them anymore. I have to go on, like, you know, cat videos or something. I can't deal with them. Because you watch them and you think, between all that's going on between fucking Trump and Russia, Christ almighty, that is something that just doesn't seem to end. Talk about a can of worms being open. Jeez, the birds must be feasting, because the worms are everywhere. It's disgusting. But it really got me thinking that when I would read all the money stuff and how, you know, people aren't making as much money anymore, this area is going down, or the U.S. is not doing as well, and inflation. Oh man, it's like everything's we're all gonna die. Banks are gonna take all of our money. We'll all just pretty much go back to the Stone Age. Why not? We'll all just become Neanderthals. You know, I hate to say it. I'm gonna propose something here after what I've been seeing. I think we need to abandon currency. I think we need to stop using money, or we need to make massive changes to it. I would say, for comedy's sake and for this episode, we need to just get rid of it all together. Let's go back to a trade and bartering system. God damn it, we need to stop with this. Somewhere along the line, some motherfucker came up and was like, I'm gonna give you this piece of paper. Well, what's this piece of paper worth to me? Let's just say it's worth X, right? Well, no, motherfucker, no, it's not. It's not worth that. It's not worth anything to me. It's worth, you know, the paper it's printed on. Well, no, like, you don't get it. It has a 5 on it. It's worth, like, 5 of these, like, cyberbucks. That's what we'll call them, that, like, cyberbucks. No, motherfucker, I don't want cyberbucks. Food. I need shelter. What do you have? I need fish. You have fish for me? What do you have? What else you got? Wheat? You got wood to build shelter with? Fucking food and shelter. What else? Do you have it? No. You don't get it. It's a conceptual thing that we will both add value to it. And as long as we both agree to this, to add this value, it'll have value. Like, mother, how did that guy not get killed the minute he put that idea out there? No. Absolutely not. And it's weird because that idea has gone so far that you have people stock trading money that isn't even real. And I know somebody who might be listening who might like that joke, but you have a point now where people are trading money they don't have. I'm gonna point that in 2 minutes, this will be worth this, and because I've bought this prospective amount for this, I can then sell it for another amount so that you can get this thing that isn't even real. What, ladies and gentlemen, what happened? What did we go wrong? Who agreed to this? Who said I have an idea? It's called money. And we need to start using it. Because that guy should have been thrown in the river. And they should have waited on shore to make sure he never came back. Damn. I'm just going to say. I mean, in this thing, I think we need to abandon money. I think we need to go back to a barter trading system. Where you only are able to get things based upon abilities, skills, talents. Or what can you provide or what materials can you produce. That's what we need to go back to. Now, I'm just saying, don't take my idea, but you can call me the fur trader, because the minute you give me the opportunity, I'm going to go out and I'm going to kill me some deer and I'm going to kill me some animals and I'm going to skin them and I'm going to become a fur. I'm going to trade pelts. That's what I'm going to do. That's what you're going to know me for. You remember Game of Thrones where they have those like raccoon pelts on them? I'm going to be wearing one of them. I'm going to be decked out in like furs. They'll be hanging off me. I'll have like fur boots. I'll be some kind of Viking warrior. That's the look I'm going for when we get rid of currency, because that's all it's going to be. It's going to be, what can you offer me? Well, I can give you a cake. Well, that's great. I really want a cake. What can you offer me? I don't want to freeze to death tonight, so I need a good blanket. Bam, have yourself a deer blanket. That's what I want to offer. That's my idea. I'm pretty sure. I am by no means Bear Grylls. I am by no means the best outdoorsman. But I'm pretty sure I can get a good handle on this fur trade. Just saying. So I encourage all of you to think about what you would do if we got rid of money. Well, never. We never damn will. Shit. That would put so many people out of business. That would put all the bankers out of business. My God. Wouldn't that be great? A world without banks. You know, because, like, has bankers ever done anything well? Has it ever been, like, that one banker? I mean, I imagine there has been moral bankers, right? This banker opened up a charity, opened up a hospital. But, I mean, it's always, like, this son of a bitch embezzled this much. This son of a bitch caused this thing to go bankrupt. This son of a bitch, these sons of bitches caused the recession. I've just never heard anything good from bankers. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just what I've seen, but you'd have so, without it, you just have so many things. It'd be great. We could all go pretty much back to the medieval. I think that's what I truly want. I want everybody to go back to the medieval ages. Let's go on back. I know they had currency back then, but I don't think it mattered as much. Or, you know, we can go back then and we can go, you know, okay, I will allow coins. That's what I will allow. And the coins need to be large, like the size of a baseball. Because the minute you make them, you won't have that much. You know what I mean? You could imagine now it's like, I want to buy a car. What do you have to do? You have to get almost, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars. No, I want to just put a silver coin, pop, put it right on the freaking table. That's what I want to buy. Maybe coins. I don't know. I think ultimately I'm really just desiring this, a return back to the medieval ages where, okay, what could you be? You could be in a, like the guy who make the apothecary, which you could do. I think I could be an apothecary, right? Little bit of rosemary, little bit of dandelion pollen, little bit of a grass, put that together, mix it with some blood of toad, you know, boil it into a paste, spread this on your wound, you'll be healed in 7 days. Pop, 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 I'm done. It's over. Don't give me money. I don't want fucking money. Give me, my kids need food. So give me like some, give me some bread or something. See, that's how it should work. Don't give me fucking $2, $5. That's bullshit. Just give me what I want. What do you want? I need some chicken. All right. Well, here's some chicken breast. Bam. That's what I wanted. Great. Now I'm going to give you $40 for that. Keep your fucking $40. I want chicken breast. That's what I want. My kids need food. So that, you know, I guess you could always still be an artist. You know, during the medieval ages, obviously, if you had that talent, right? If you, so you go show you have a talent, and then what would you do? Well, I really like this painting, and I'll offer you some wine, right? You could be a winemaker. I'd be a winemaker. That'd be pretty cool. I have no idea how they do that, but I mean, grapes. You know, once I get the grapes, like that's the first ingredient you need, and after that, I could figure out. I'd be be a blacksmith is like the classic one, but that's a dirty occupation, man. Good luck with that. As if the deer one isn't, you know, all right? I mean, being there with blood coming all over, like I just came from the serial killers convention. But I'd take all that over burning my hand off on molten lava or stuff. I guess you could always be a religious chaplain. I back in the medieval ages, that was banging if you were, you know, really. Bishop or Pope back in the day, that was like pretty much being, you know, Elon Musk now. You could always be like the guy who was a messenger, run back and forth, really good exercise, you know. You could be a scribe, kind of. I would be a scribe. That's kind of closest to what I do now. That wouldn't be bad. How are you, winemaker or fur pelt trader? That's so, don't take my idea. I'm just saying, when this all comes crashing down and we all inevitably have an apocalypse, come to Robert Deere and Fur Pelt Trading Post and quality deals anywhere, prices that won't be beat, sale every Tuesday. Find us in your local village tavern for a 50% off coupon. So, you know, that's what I think I'm really looking for. I'm really looking for a return back to the medieval ages, because I don't know, money is getting disgusting anymore, especially now that I have to, you know, now that I'm working and I see money and I have to deal with it more. And purchasing and budgeting. It's disgusting. Disgusting. I think it really, part of me is just looking for a reversion. You know, let's go back to, and you know what? I don't really want to go back too far. I do not want to sound like one of those old people who just wants to go back to the good old days. That's not at all what I want. I just want like a backtrack of technology. Like, it's weird because if you consider virtual reality, there's that whole argument of the simulation hypothesis, right? That we're all just living in a simulation. And people go, man, but that's how could that ever be? Like, no matter how realistic virtual reality is, for example, how could it mimic the complexity of real life, right? Dear Lord. But then you think about it and you go, 40 years ago, we had a TV that was in black and white and was like 100 by 100 pixels. You know what I mean? Now, 40 years later, we have virtual fucking reality, Oculus Rift support. That's 40 years. What would 200 years look like? Just 40, that's the progress we made. In 200 years, that's scary. That is scary to think the progress we'll have made. It's both interesting to know that, you know, we'll be able to maybe see a large part of that progress. But it's also scary to think how close we will be. Look at how much the self-driving cars are becoming close. Damn, that's got to be near. That's got to be within 20 years, self-driving cars definitely have to be close to at least a manageable working rate. Perfected, probably not. But I just need to I'll say it again. I always say that the first iPhone needed to have come out like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? We have like the, what are we on? iPhone 9, 20, 30? What are we on? I don't have an iPhone. Go show you. Like a dirty Android user. We needed like the first iPhone like five, like a year or two ago. And then go from there. We're just so far advanced. It's both exciting, but it's, I'm telling you, I could see why those people buy like the Volkswagen Beetles, fix them up, and then just live across, just make an Instagram account and just live backpacking across all of the country. There's definitely an appeal to it. You know what I mean? There's definitely an appeal to it. We have Facebook. It just has almost 2 billion people. We have Snapchat. We have Instagram. Instagram's great. You know what I mean? Snapchat's cool, right? But I almost feel like we need to be like an AIM. I hope you all remember AIM. Please, I hope you all do. If you do, I want you to, right now, like I'm some kind of Christian evangelist, I want you to reach out into the speaker that you're listening to this out of, and I want you to whisper your AIM sign-on name. You know, it's remember that. I want you to remember it. I also want you to remember your profile image, that little GIF that used to play on the right side. Remember it. Think about it. Dig deep into your cranium and remember it. I want you to put it on right now. Can we get AIM to come back? Please. Let's get Mark Zuckerberg to buy out AIM and just let's revert back. Please. Let's go back. We don't need Messenger. Don't need Facebook. We need MySpace. Because when you were on MySpace, you had to become pretty much an amateur HTML coder in order to make yourself have the coolest MySpace. See, little things came with that. It was so good. My Facebook now, it's just so, it's cool, but you know, technology is really, really far ahead, and it's crazy to think where we're all headed. It's crazy to think where we're all headed. You know, it's been a weird episode. It really has. I'll finish it with a quick story. How about that? I will say before I do the story, think about that. No more money anymore. What would you do? How would you do? How would you survive? What job would you do? Winemaker? Beer maker? Town drunk? Jester? Think about that. Blacksmith? Barber? Don't come on my fur pelt trade. I'll defend that shit till death. Nobody coming after my... I serve only and create the finest deer pelts. And, just don't step on my turf. You know what I mean? I'll be the... He was a really good businessman. Donald Trump. I'll be the Donald Trump of deer pelts. That's what I'll do. Don't, you know, go from there. Here's the story I want to tell you. There was a story that I heard not too long ago. It was about this guy. This was back in the old Carney days. And it was a story that... I love wrestling. You all know that. Here's an old wrestling story. Back when wrestling originally started, it was started in the carnival days, right? And back then, one of the guys was very, very good at wrestling. And he was a... Because carnivals and carnies kind of have this trickster, right? This trickster reputation. Here's the story I heard about the one guy who was a really good trickster. So this guy was an amazing wrestler, meaning if, you know, he got his hands on you, he could put you in the chokeholds and bend your arm back and all that. So what he would do is he would go into town. This was back in like the early 20s and 30s or the 19-teens. And he'd go into a bar or a saloon in one of the in a town. And he would just cause a ruckus. He'd be yelling, screaming, cursing, blah, 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 blah. And he would basically brag and go, "Hey, I'm the fastest guy around here. Nobody can beat me." And eventually, if he did enough days in a row, enough hours in a row, somebody would challenge him. And they'd put their bets, right? Because that's kind of what you did back then, gambling and bets. So he'd go and he'd lose. And they'd find somebody who was fast and he'd beat him. And this guy, this wrestler, right, this wrestler, He'd match all the bets. So people would bet, and then he'd pay them out. And he'd go, "All right, motherfuckers. You know what? Fair enough. But I could beat anybody in this town, the strongest man in this town, arm wrestling. Give me your strongest man, I'll arm wrestle him." Right? And all these people now, because he's starting to cause like a little bit of commotion in the town, they'd go get their buddies, and they'd go, "Come on, this guy's willing to match all the bets. He can beat anybody in arm wrestling in this town." So they go and get some 6 foot, you know, 9 prototype farm strength and can't spell his name, but could bash a squirrel's head in with just his pinky. And this guy would come up and the wrestler would arm wrestle him. And sure enough, he'd lose again. The wrestler would lose and he'd pay out all the bets. He'd pay out all the bets again. And these people are going, "Oh my God, this guy's a freaking idiot. This guy's matching all of our bets, but he's dumb as hell. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing." The wrestler would go, all right, son of a gun, I challenge anybody here to a wrestling contest, and I guarantee you I'd win." Well, at this point, they think he's just crazy, right? Because he's shown he's not that quick, and they've shown he's not that strong, because he lost the arm wrestling contest, and he lost the race. So now they get even everybody. Basically, at this point, the whole freaking town's getting there, all the guys and all their buddies. They're all putting bets, and they're all going, we're going to become rich off this guy. And they'd find some guy to wrestle him, and the wrestler, of course, would wipe the floor with this jabroni. And he'd bend his arm, and he'd crank his neck, and he'd smash his arm and break it. He damn near took the entire town's money off of this one scam. And as the story was told to me, he ended it by going, and then the wrestler would walk, you know, or drive, whatever the hell the fuck they had back then, you know, in an hour to the next town and do the whole freaking thing over again. All three parts of the scam. And that's sort of how, like, wrestling kind of came about. That's one part of it. So, all right. It has been episode 11, right? Let's do the outro. You can contact the show at averagegodspodcast@gmail.com or leave a review on iTunes. And I thank you all for listening. It has been episode 11, and I'm feeling better. We're going to get back onto our normal scheduled programming soon. Just wanted to get an episode out there. And we'll see you all in episode 12. For AGP, take care. Stay healthy. Stay healthy, everybody. Get your orders in for deer pelts early, because it's going to be a long winter. And Robert Steele deer pelts and fur trading post is really getting busy. So get your orders in soon. Take care.